Okay, we're back. So, you got 3 days to complete the project, and the completion of the project is, do you have pictures up everywhere? On the computer, on the visor of your car, on the refrigerator, on the mirror in the bathroom? Do you have your dream book and your dream board? That's the objective. Do you have your number? Are you looking at this all the time? All right, now, going forward, a couple things that you should do. As often as possible, the things that you want, if you can touch them, let's say it's a Rolex watch, or let's say it's a Cadillac or a Mercedes, if you can touch them, as often as possible, physically go and touch them. Now, for some of you, when I was young, when I was coming home from work, I went right by a Cadillac dealer, and one of my goals back then was to buy a Cadillac. So I passed this Cadillac dealer every day to the office and on the way home from work. So every day on the way to the office, I left just a few minutes early, and every day I pulled into the Cadillac, I hopped out of my car, and I went up and I looked at the Cadillac that I want every day on the way to and on the way home. Now, some of you, that's a little inconvenient. So maybe it's once a week. Once a week, you say, once a week, I'm going to go, we call this dream building. Once a week, I'm going to go and put that Rolex watch on. Once a week, I'm going to go and touch that Cadillac. Once a week, I'm going to go to the crystal store because you want beautiful Baccarat crystal or China. Or your gals, you're going to the shoe stores and looking at all the gowns and dresses you want and all the beautiful jewelry you want. Physically go and look at the stuff you want. And there's a little magic here. There's a little secret. When you physically touch what you want, let's say you touch the Cadillac or the Mercedes or the BMW, or you touch the Rolex watch, just whisper to yourself, but it has to be out loud, you say, this is mine. You don't have to say it loud, but you put that Rolex on, you touch it with your hand, and you say, this is mine. You touch that Mercedes, this is mine. You go to the house of your dreams, and you touch it with your hands, and you say, this is mine. This is powerful. This is magical. And this categorically 100% works. It works all the time. So step one is define your dream and get a burning desire for its achievement. I gave you some of the basics. Just follow the recipe. Just do exactly what I said, and you will have defined your dream and you will get a burning desire for its achievement. That's the end result. So at this point, you have to ask yourself, have you defined your dream? What is your chief aim? If I were to see you and I ask you, what's your number? Do you instantly know it as well as your own name? My number is 5,500. What's your number? 3,700. What's your number? 4,200. What's your number? What is your number? What is your number? Now, they should be in $500 increments, so they're not going to be 42 or 37. But what is your number? Come up with your number. Tell me what your number is. And then if I were to say, what are you going to do with that money? Do you know instantaneously with specificity what you're going to do with that money as well as you know your own address? That's the key. That means you've defined your dream and you have a burning desire for achievement. And when I ask you, what's your number and what you're going to do with the money, I'll know whether you got the burn or whether you doubt. Believe and you receive, doubt and go without. Whatever the mind of man can conceive and bring itself to believe, it can achieve. Does this make sense? So this is step one of the 8-step pattern for success. You need to define your dream. This is the gas in the tank. This is the motivation. This is going to get you going. If you don't do this, nothing else will work. If you do this, even if you did nothing else, you're going to have an amazing life and miracles are going to happen and money's going to start coming in. That's how it works. All right, so here's what I want you to do now. Go back to the workbook, and I want you to read the next section up until where it says stop, up until the stop sign. Read the next section up until where it says stop sign, then we'll go to the next step in the 8-step pattern for success.
This is the end of the CD. Please go back to the workbook and then on to the next CD.